Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock.
Hey, y'all. Ooh, I bumped my phone. Hey, y'all. My gosh. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. This is episode 32, which is crazy. 32 episodes in.
Crazy? I'm sorry.
I'm done. Yeah. How
the
many?
It's over.
Okay. So every time that we go to record a podcast, we have a pre-podcast yap. And we just chit-chat and whatever.
We get warmed up.
Exactly.
We have to familiarize each other.
La,
with
la, 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 la.
Raise your ya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We definitely raised our ya's.
I sang the White Woman's Instagram song.
Uh-huh.
Because you know what? Everyone on TikTok now is finally admitting to themselves that they cried listening to that song. And it makes me feel seen and validated.
I think you're a trailblazer.
I try to be.
I should find that clip of you saying that you cried to it, and then put that on the podcast and put that song over it.
Yeah, hashtag
and be like,
raise your hand if you cried listening to White Woman's Instagram.
Yeah.
And hashtag.
Hashtag, hashtag.
I love making anything a hashtag when I post
I think
that.
It's so funny.
Because I'm like, hashtag, just a hashtag girl doing hashtag girly things, and mm-hmm. I'll throw a random thing in there, like, hashtag apple. Just...
Or, like, just a random word, just, like, a random combination of words, and then you click it, and you see if anybody else has used it, too.
And you know what? I like making a new one. I like when it says add.
Mm-hmm.
I was there first.
Exactly. Trailblazer. That's what I say.
I'm like the modern-day pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an internet pioneer.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But yeah, and then also we were just talking about this game that we're both playing.
What's the English version of it? I only ever call it Neko Atsume.
Yeah, it's Neko Atsume.
Oh, Kitty Collector.
Kitty Collector. Yeah. It is so fun. I think you guys might remember it from way back in like...
2013, I think.
Something like that. I know they stopped updating it in 2018, but it's still available on the App Store. It still works. You can still get the word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. And
when you're on it, does it cut your audio?
I don't know, actually. No.
Wow.
My audio is still running. So
better
I want to go see. My favorite cat is Apricot. And right now
she's a Spooky.
She's in a sock. I also like Pepper.
Me too, Spooky. Or whatever, Apricot. I love Spooky. He's my best friend. He was the first cat to ever get me a memento.
Aw. Smokey or Spooky?
Spooky.
Spooky?
Spooky.
Who's Spooky?
Look him up. Go to your cat book.
Cat book. Spooky.
He's like one of the first few ones.
Spooky, 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 Spooky. I'm not seeing a Spooky. Oh, Spooky. I see a Spooky.
Spooky.
Okay. Spooky's cute.
Spooky's my best friend. And I'm having a Snoopy mug with Halloween on it for Spooky.
Aw, shout out Spooky.
Yeah.
The Spookster.
The Spookalele.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I say.
The Spookmeister.
The Spookmeister.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Neko Atsume is a great game, and it's fun, and you just basically have a yard, and then eventually you can have the inside of the house, too, and you just put out toys for cats to play with, and you come back into the game periodically to see what cats are there playing with the toys and mm-hmm. what cats have visited your yard while you were gone, and basically, like, you collect all the cats. So there's, like, 17 pages. What is 16 times... 4. Too much math for me.
Don't know.
16 times 4.
It's my weekend, bro. I can't do math right now.
Plus 2 is however many cats is in this game. And if they visit you enough times, then they give you... Sure. And then they give you a memento. Yeah, 16 times 4 plus 2.
So I'm sorry, that's 64.
Oh.
Can I tell you something that I enjoy doing?
Yes, of course.
I don't actually do math. I just guesstimate, and I'm like, what feels right?
And most of the time, you're right, honestly, though.
Yeah, because I remember in school, I had undiagnosed ADHD, so I got left behind a lot.
Because
teachers, I don't know. Shout out to the good ones.
Shout out to good teachers. We love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got left behind a lot because I had undiagnosed ADHD, and I couldn't pay attention. And, like, they would just move on. I couldn't read time on a clock until I was in like late middle school.
Really?
Because they never, I was confused and they never explained it to me. They just boom, 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 boom. Because they taught clocks for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when I would see the timetables, like the 16 times, yeah. whatever, I didn't know them. I memorized them.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I'm like, well.
Yeah. I think a lot of school is just memorizing things. You don't actually, like, you internalize it in a way, but it's not like in a functional way. It's just like, okay.
I saw a video of doing long division on a piece of paper, and I was like, I forgot how to do that.
Yeah.
I watched him do it, and I was like, I don't remember how to do long division. Like, no. When you just have, like, you know, with the little...
Yeah, with the box and the
Because it's, like, what, outside. It's like a checkmark long thing.
A checkmark long thing, yes.
It's called something. It's, like, on the outside, and then there's the number, and then you just...
Yeah, there's a number, like, inside the house, outside the house. Yeah. And it's just, like, I don't know. As
Sometimes
soon as I
want to go back to like a third grade math class and just sit in and see if I would learn anything.
Oh, that would be funny. Especially because like since we've been to school, like they've probably changed methods of how to do things.
Yeah.
I remember from The Incredibles 2, it was like, they changed math? Why would they change math?
Yeah.
Or whatever he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they changed the alphabet song apparently.
What?
And it's like, why? So you cannot, you don't have to say L-M-N-O-P anymore. But it was like L-M-N-O-P-Q or something like that.
No,
and I'm like, L-M-N-O. L-M-N-O-P.
Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z.
Exactly. I always thought that Elmo was in the alphabet.
Maybe that's why they changed it.
Like, I thought it was Elmo.
I remember once, okay, so going back to being a kid with ADHD, I was put in a special, like, reading class.
Okay.
And they would, like, pull me from recess.
Hmm.
Here's the thing.
From recess?
Yes.
Aw.
So they would pull me from recess to do extra learning. And my teacher, shout out Mrs. Wise.
Okay.
I don't think she's alive anymore. Shout out Mrs. Wise. Because she realized, this like, 2 days in, I didn't need that class.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed a quiet environment to read.
Yeah.
Because the second we started reading, I would blow past these kids. And I was, like, 3 pages over.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like... She, like, talked to, like, my parents. I was like, she doesn't need to be in this class.
Yeah.
She just can't learn. Like, I just can't focus in a busy environment.
Right.
Because, like, I'll never forget being in class where I take a test and I can hear the scratching of pencils. I can hear the breathing of someone next to me. And I'm like...
You become hyper-aware of all the sounds around you.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
And so I got taken out of that class. But shout out to Mrs. Wise.
Shout
I was only
out
in
to
there
Mrs.
for, like,
Wise.
2 weeks. Because she was like, you don't need to be in this class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my favorite story, is I was put in a special reading class because my actual teachers couldn't be bothered to realize I had ADHD. And also, I didn't have glasses. I needed glasses.
Oh, and so you couldn't see on top of that.
I couldn't see and I couldn't focus. I'm not going to do very well in school.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think my parents were like, they were trying to get me to read something. And I went, I can't see that. And they went, what do you mean you can't see that? And I go, And I got glasses. And then, suddenly, I started doing really well in school.
Wow.
Wow. I got moved to the front of the classroom, and I got glasses.
Now, the rain is gone.
Yeah. So, I got to pick out my first frames. They were pink with little flowers on them.
Oh, that's cute. I think my first frames, they were so mommy. Like, they were, like, square. And they were purple. Like, metallic purple.
They were mommy?
Mom-y, like, not, like mommy.
Like,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah, they were mom-like, not mommy-like.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. and they were, like, rectangular,
mm-hmm.
and it was metallic purple, and it had, like, teal blue on the sides.
That's cool.
And I was like, ooh, this is awesome.
Yeah. Seeing has never been cooler.
Yeah. I had to get moved to the front of the class because I couldn't see as well.
Yeah.
So. That's great.
Yeah.
But now I don't need glasses, so somehow my vision improved. Even though I can't, like, I think I kind of need glasses, but I don't know if it's because I've been wearing glasses. Like, okay, I don't have 20/20 vision, but I have almost perfect vision. So anytime I go to the eye doctor, my eye doctor's like, well, I'll give you a prescription for glasses, but you really don't need them. But, like, if you feel like you need them, you can wear them or just, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I got glasses, like, prescription glasses with blue light blockers. So anytime I'm on my computer, I wear my glasses. But I feel like since wearing my glasses, my eyes have gotten worse.
Mm.
So That's great. So, like, I can't see things, like, sometimes far away. Like, you showed me something on your phone, and I was like, I can't read that. Or, like, sometimes I'll be driving with my boyfriend, and we'll be, like, looking at the map, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what this street is. And he's like, it's clearly so-and-so street. And I'm like, you can see that? And he's like, yeah, I have 2020. And I'm like, I'm supposed to have 2022. This is not fair, man.
I'm sorry. I have, like, negative vision.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But it's just slight.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Thank you. But I will say, recently with my vision, I've been noticing a lot more, like, flurries in my eyes.
Hmm. Do you think it's, like, what do you think that is?
I don't know, but it's freaking me out a little bit.
Is it, like, from the contact solution?
I don't know. Because it's just been happening, like, this year.
Hmm.
And I've been noticing more flurries and more, like, little things in my vision.
Interesting.
And I'm going to choose to ignore it until I see my eye doctor when I get my prescription updated for my contacts.
Yeah.
Like, I've been noticing, too, like, when we were doing the trash run today, I went outside and I came back in. My eyes didn't adjust fast enough, and I couldn't see below right here.
What?
Like, on this eye. Girl. I don't know why. I'm fine.
Oh.
But I wear sunglasses usually, so that never happens.
Yeah, that's true. Sunglasses are great. Do you think sunglasses... I really think... Honestly, my vision has gotten worse since I've been down here. Like,
it's so bright all the time.
The bright and, like, switching between using eyes, like, focusing all the time. It's just, like...
Yeah.
I think that affected me as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I miss seasons. We talked about this in the
car. I really do miss seasons. The crunching of leaves. The fall bonfires.
Mm-hmm. Waking up. The summer bonfires when the air is crisp.
Oh, yeah. Summer bonfires. I really miss waking up when it had snowed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, like, wake up, and I feel like the world is just so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so peaceful. Well, because
snow absorbs sound.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's just white and reflective and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's beautiful when nobody has touched the street yet.
Yeah.
Where it's still... There's no tire tracks on the road. No neighbor has shoveled.
Down the mailbox.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The whole world is just asleep.
One of my fondest memories of snow was I was playing outside, and I was making a snow angel, and then I got tired, and I just laid there, and then it started to snow on my face, and then I fell asleep for, like, 5 minutes outside, and then I woke back up, and I was like, I'm gonna go inside now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember, it was very peaceful.
I feel like I've fallen asleep in the snow before.
And I miss wearing those huge snowsuits. Remember when you were kids and you'd put on the pants and they had, like, they were, like, just overalls, basically.
Exactly.
To go play outside in the snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love those. And putting on, like, layers and layers of clothes underneath, too.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow every single layer of clothes still gets soaked.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And coming in and, like, immediately having to take off all your gloves and the socks and everything.
Yeah.
Don't track that into the house.
Yeah.
Taking off the snow boots.
I would have to go into my grandmother's garage. She'd close the garage door, and then we would just undress and walk inside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At my grandma's house, we would go into the garage, or if we were at my childhood home, we went into the laundry room, because that's where, like, the washer and dryer, it was just immediately off of the garage. So just boom, and then you could go upstairs.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun.
And it was a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
I would always feel, like, tired, but, like, good tired. Like, my grandmother had this huge hill you'd slide down.
Aww.
I remember once my grandmother was helping me fix my coat. My sister came and slid into both of us and knocked us over.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, my childhood house had a hill mm-hmm. next to it, too. So we would just go. And I remember my sister would try to make a ramp, because you would go down the hill and immediately our shed was right there. So we would just, like, kind of bump into the shed, but my sister would make a track right next to the shed, and it was just enough room for the sled to go next to.
Okay.
Between the fence and the shed. So we would just, and we would try to make a ramp to jump onto that little path.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we ever caught air, but the thought was there.
The thought that counts, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, because, like, we've talked about this, where it's like, I would, you know, I don't know if I love living in Florida.
No, I don't.
It's fun for a little bit. And mm-hmm. then it's like, I miss seasons and, like, and we've become within our community, like, a little bit. We're starting to, like, kind of, we know people, like, random people we've met. And I feel like we're locals, truly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, this isn't, like, I feel it in my bones. This isn't where I'm meant to stay forever.
No. Like I knew that from the second I was here.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought about it, staying here forever, and then I was like, no.
No. I never even really wanted to live in Florida. I remember coming down to vacation in Florida when I was little with my parents and my sister. And my sister and I both do not like Florida. We're like, oh, we don't want to be here. And my parents are like, what if we move down here one day? And we're like, no, it would be miserable. We don't want it. Mm-hmm. And so when I told my family that I was moving down to Florida, they're like, you are moving down to Florida? I'm like, yeah, who would have guessed? And I was like, you know, maybe since I'm in a different area, maybe I'll actually like it. And right. Then I came down here. I was like, nah.
No,
this is not a permanent spot for me.
No, because it's like also, we've talked about this. When I one day have children, I want them to grow up with seasons because mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Yeah.
To be able to learn how to handle all of that. Driving with dead, wet leaves in the road.
Yeah.
Learning how to drive with ice, hitting black ice.
Mm-hmm.
Learning stuff like that. I think that's important.
It is important. Mm-hmm. So that you're not caught off guard.
Yeah. Because when I was nearby California and had friends in California, second it rained, they didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
The road's wet. I'm scared to drive. Girl, if you don't get in the car right now.
Right. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Lock in.
Lock in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I do miss seasons. It's, I feel like the mood kind of went down now.
Yeah, we're just reminiscing. Like, we're like yeah. two like old people being like, I miss it.
I miss it. My youth.
Yeah. And then when I'm old... like really old, I can hit my grandkids with, this might be my last winter.
Oh
and
my
I just
gosh.
Do that for like 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make them scared of you dying.
Yeah. And they'll be like, Grandma, you're fine.
Right. You're fine. You're not going to die yet, I hope.
And then they would be spraying, this could be the last time I see the cherry blossoms. And that's how I trick them into doing stuff with me.
Ooh, okay. Manipulation.
Yeah, like, I don't have a lot of time left on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Why go to a random pool party when you can hang out with Grandma?
Yeah. I feel like my grandparents do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had grandparents left, so I think they'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would be manipulators.
Yeah. Let's bring that back.
Mm-hmm. Manipulation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think old people are the peak manipulators.
Yeah. It was their generation, I feel like.
Yeah.
I know some old manipulators.
Yeah.
It's their generation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Crazy. Hey, they make great thrift store finds, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we went thrifting.
Mm-hmm.
I got some great finds. I have two dresses now. I have one I'm going to wear to a Ren fair.
I know.
Exciting.
It's so pretty, too.
And it leaks glitter everywhere. Leaks mm-hmm. glitter?
It leaks glitter. It's sprinkles.
Sprinkles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I've stored it in a plastic bag in my closet for now because I don't want the rest of my stuff getting glittered.
No.
No, but it's a fun thing that it leaves... glitter everywhere
it's
for the rent
chair. It's little traces of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in the normal world, I don't need that around. Do not come to my town.
Mm-mm.
Shall we read our co-stars?
I think we shall.
Okay.
Do you have yours up already?
I do not.
Okay.
But it's loading. Oh. Ooh, mine loaded.
Ooh, okay. Go ahead.
Truth is the highest principle.
Ooh.
Do. Say it back. Overnight bag. Affection.
Aw.
Don't. Tight leash, conditioning, orchestration. Ooh, and then there's something about us.
Oh my gosh.
You and Sam are a good team. You and Sam are both hardworking and energetic. You are energetic. That word doesn't feel right to say. Energetic?
Energetic.
It just feels weird saying it. Anyway. Okay. You are often in step, able to pick each other up while you're low, when you're low. You start arguments for fun while Sam plays life on hard. You both already know how to invite others off the sidelines.
Oh, I think that's really accurate.
Yeah.
I like
that. Of course,
that.
I had pressure and trouble and everything.
Oh, no.
I've really been in a schlump.
I'm sorry.
What does yours say?
Okay. Mine says, don't let someone fall in love with a curated version of yourself. Do. Maintain balance. Soft light. Nature sounds.
Okay.
Don't. Tantrums. Judgments. Bad boundaries.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, there's something about us or you. Isabella procrastinates by teaching themselves random skills from YouTube.
Never done that before.
I procrastinate by reading about true crime, but not for the tips, honestly. Yeah. I don't read about true crime. I watch videos about true crime. I love those, like, YouTube channels.
I love documentaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Documentaries are great.
There's a running joke with my boyfriend and I, mm-hmm. where he's like, all right, I'm going to go down to the kitchen, put on something. You can't put on the Titanic, because I made him watch the Titanic documentary on Disney+.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, Titanic is not his hyperfixation history thing. And he was like, there better not be the Titanic on this TV when I come back.
That's so funny. Now
I've been finding random documentaries to watch when he walks in. He's mm-hmm. like, what are we learning now?
Yeah, what's up? Hey, you're like, constantly learning.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a hidden island. And then I give him a synopsis. And go, so we're at a hidden island off the Galapagos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so untouched by humans that we're using it to study reefs. And he's like, all right, so what do you want to actually watch? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Pride and Prejudice 2005. I didn't watch that movie. And I had to sit there and, like, hold it in and be like, and not tell him about, like, the fun facts. I'm like, never mind.
Exactly.
Never mind. It was great, though. I love that movie. It gets better the more you watch it.
Has he only watched it once now?
Okay. So in a year's time, we'll have to watch it again.
Only a year? Well, what if you played it, like, tomorrow or something?
Well, we watched it last week.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's too soon.
Mm. Next month.
Mm-hmm.
On every, like, month anniversary.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Because I told him that if he ever dreams of proposing to me, he has to quote something from Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
And so I'm like, Darcy will say something and go, are you taking notes over there?
Uh-huh.
I better be seeing your pen, like.
Listen to Darcy.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah.
All right. I love that. What do your paragraphs say, Isabella?
Let me see. Today you feel torn between your preoccupation with stability and romantic risk. It's good to go at your own pace if that's what you need. Just make sure you're not doing that thing where you hold on to harmful dynamics and then convince yourself that it's selfish to have expectations. Your body must be heard.
Whoa.
It can be hard to stay put when you have the urge to control. You're not a bad person for needing things to feel light. Communicate openly about all things, even when it hurts. Your main challenge right now is to deal with challenging and potentially damaging relationship dynamics by communicating honestly. Even if you feel what lies at the bottom of the problem is too awful to be discussed, if your desire is about possession, then it is a fetish, not love. We've gotten that one before.
Interesting, yeah.
Oh my, I have pressure and growth. Trouble and everything else, but this one's interesting. You are endlessly curious about life, but right now it may be difficult for you to make a decision. Practice controlling your impulses so that you are not afraid of them. Try not to speak for yourself in a voice too nasty for anyone else.
Ooh, too nasty.
Too nasty.
Dang. Okay.
What are your paragraphs?
Mine say, today, there's a little voice in your head telling you that it is selfish to challenge social expectations. It's not. You just need to learn that your judgment pulls you apart from the people you love. Be careful. Don't test people's boundaries. This month, you have to make a choice between a mistake and a betrayal. Mm. You're not your best self when you control other people. Challenge yourself. Do something that scares you. Call someone you don't know very well.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, reaching out to strangers. The broader focus of your life during this time is to break away from circumstances that hold you back. Relationships do well when there is a proper dialogue. Listening is not the same as impatiently waiting for the other person to finish talking. Okay. Let's see what my... I have the power of supernatural grace.
No comment.
And creative flow. But I have trouble in social anxiety, out of sorts, stress, and alienated.
Hmm.
Sometimes I wonder, like, what all these stickers are on here. Like, what is that supposed to be? You know what I mean? See. That looks a little suggestive. My audio stopped recording. That's okay.
That's fine. We roll with it.
We roll with it.
I don't know what those stickers mean. I think they're just artsy.
I think they're just supposed to be artsy, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both kind of tired. We just keep yawning back and forth.
I got a massage this afternoon, so I'm just, like, so chill. And honestly, okay, you know what? I think I really needed it. Mm-hmm. Because you know how they say your body holds on to, like, trauma and stuff like that? I have been feeling super down in the dumps the past, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, this unexplainable sense of loneliness.
Yeah.
It's weird. I have a boyfriend. I have friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and I have a great time during the day. Mm-hmm. But when it's me alone in my bed, I have this deep sense of this, like, it is gnawing at me. Mm. That I feel lonely, that I feel lost. And that I think it's mainly because I'm so stressed out about where I'm going in life. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a real game plan. I thought I had a plan, but now I don't. And so it's like, at night, I just sit there. And that's like last week, every single day, I felt like I was on the verge of tears, but nothing ever happened. I couldn't cry. Mm-hmm. I sat there and listened to my sad playlist, and I could not cry.
Yeah.
But I just felt so, like, on the verge of tears. Mm-hmm. And it was so weird. But then I got a massage, and this lady, I've been having really bad pain and tightness in my trapezoids. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Traps.
I feel like there has to be more to that. I know they're just called traps, but I want to call them my trapezoids. Because when you think about it, you're kind of a trapezoid shape. Sure. Yeah, anyway. My trapezoids. For scientific purposes, that is a joke, and I know they're called traps. Anyway. But my traps. I've had a lot of tightness and tension and pain there. This girl that I loved her, she was bam, bam. She was like getting in there. And she I always tell them to work on my traps and like my calves, like my legs.
Oh, okay.
And they never really get in there. She got in there and she did like a glutes massage.
Ooh.
Which they sometimes don't do because it's like you have to like consent to it. I always do, but they just sometimes skip over it. She was getting in there on my hips and stuff. And that's where your body holds trauma, is in your hips usually,
yeah,
right? Is that a thing? I've read about it, mm-hmm. I think. And I walked out of there feeling much better mentally.
That's nice.
Which I found was very interesting.
Hmm.
And also, when I get massages, no matter how tired I may feel, I stay awake. Because if I fall asleep during a massage, did it even happen?
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't appreciate it.
You have to feel the satisfaction
yeah.
of being massaged.
Yes. Only once did I fall asleep on a massage table. And I woke up and I was like, I missed it. I was so upset with myself. I was like, how could I fall asleep?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. But yeah, so I feel much better mentally after the massage, and I feel loose and
good. That's good.
So I think it was my body was just like holding on to stress,
mm-hmm.
and that was weighing me down. And later today, I'm going to get my eyebrows done.
Ooh.
Which, when my eyebrows are in the regrowth era before I can get them waxed, I try my best not to pluck them, but I naturally have a unibrow.
Oh.
And it drives me insane. I hate it.
No.
I know back in the day that was like a thing of beauty and yeah. like it showed like purity and innocence, but nowadays I don't care. I hate it.
No unibrow like, for you.
It genuinely frustrates me so much when I look in the mirror and I see my unibrow and like my, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
it makes me, I want to get laser hair removal just on my unibrow.
You could.
Yeah.
I have a little machine. Just zap Ooh. Yourself right there.
Yeah. But I'm too scared. Like, what if I mess it up?
No.
And I have to pencil my eyebrows for the rest of my life.
Nah.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I've also just been thinking about laser hair removal.
Laser hair removal works.
Because I like my arm hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It just makes me feel like.
Yeah. I mean, your arm, I can't even see arm hair on you.
Yeah.
You have very light hair.
They've always been kind of blonde.
Yeah. When I was younger, I was like self-conscious about my arm hair. Because us Portuguese ladies, we have hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark hair, too. So I always wanted to put, like, sun in on my arms and then mm-hmm. stand out in the sun and bleach
hair?
My arm hair, essentially. But I just never got around to it. I know people that shave their arms, but that just seems like another task to do. I don't care that much about my arms.
No, and if someone's judging you for your arm hair, they've got severe problems.
Yeah.
Can I say that? I just feel like if you're judging people for the hair on their arms
mm-hmm.
and their legs, honestly, you've got problems. And I think you need to go see somebody about that.
Yeah.
Because I've never once looked at a woman with hairy legs and gone, good heavens.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I remember once I was at Universal, and there's this old lady behind me in line, and my legs, I had shaved them maybe 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just a little prickly.
Yeah.
And I could hear her pointing at me and whispering to her husband, like, shave her legs. I can't believe, like, do
what
you
in
see
the
her
world?
Legs are not shaved? And I want to turn around and be like, you're going to die soon. I didn't do that.
That's
though.
Funny.
Focus on you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone to the doctor lately?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, genuinely, I would turn and be like, you're old and aging.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about me and my youth.
Right.
But I didn't do that because I think I have a lot of thoughts and I want to say stuff all the time and I keep it in constantly. I was getting my oil changed, mm-hmm. which we've talked about how I hate that I say oil.
You said all.
Like when I say the word oil, I say it oil. But I say I got my oil changed.
Oil. I got
my oil changed. I don't know why I do that. Mm-hmm. Anyway. They told me I had a severe problem that needed to be fixed that day. Girl, shut up. Wanna know why? Because he called me. He's like, well, this is really serious, my love.
Immediately, goodbye.
I don't care if my car's on fire. Take it off the fucking thing, and I'm gonna go take it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Because he was old enough to know better to do that. Like, he wasn't, like, I don't know. Because he was an older guy, but he wasn't old. Like, if you were, like, 73...
Right, it would have been like...
I wouldn't be hung up on it. He was like 30.
Yeah.
My love. Because what in that moment I wouldn't say was, take me out to dinner first. Mm-hmm. And then if he was like, oh, what's your number? I go, oh, I would give that out, but I don't think my boyfriend would like that.
Exactly.
And that was the tag team in my head that I wanted to say it, but then I went, my car's still hanging there.
Exactly. He has something that I need.
And I don't want to start a fight.
Yeah.
But no. And then also he said the R-slur very loudly.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And I was like, come on, Firestone.
I think specifically, like, in this day and age, you shouldn't say that word.
No.
No.
Especially in the lobby full mm-hmm. of your customers. It really irked me.
No.
But no, him calling you, and he was like, my darling, my love, sweetheart. And I was like, ooh, hey, I don't give a fuck what's the problem. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Exactly. You're not going to be doing that to me.
Yeah. No, I thought that was so, the second he said that, I was like, I had a great day so far. You ruined it for
me. You just ruined my day. Yeah. Exactly.
And there, when I went, there was a Dunkin' nearby and the cashier winked at me.
You were just having a hotty hot day.
I guess. I don't know. And then I washed my car and then it rained.
Yeah, it did rain.
But what did we do?
We went thrift shopping.
And where did we go?
We went to this place called Avalon Exchange.
In Winter Park?
In Winter Park, yes. Great place. I really liked that place.
They had reasonable prices and good stuff. None of it was like questionable.
No, yeah, they were like cutesy, and they're kind of like a Plato's Closet as well. You can go in and sell your things, and yeah, you could go like when you walked in, they had like disco balls and like very mushroom like lamps.
Young.
And yeah, they had art on the walls. Mm-hmm. Very cute. I really
leather
liked
jackets,
it.
Mm-hmm. Which they smelled like cigarette, but that kind of added to the flair.
Yeah. It's like, who was here before me?
I know. What diva?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I got... What'd you get?
I got a red jacket that has a little bit of, like, paint stain on it, so I need to figure out how to get that out. If not, it's just a cool quirk.
Yeah.
And then I got a pair of jeans. Mm-hmm.
And I got the shorts I'm currently wearing, and I got like a gingham windbreaker, mm-hmm. which I love. Is that the pattern? Gingham? Like the green
tartan?
And purple
flannel
look? I don't think that's gingham.
I think it's tartan.
Tartan? Anyway, the green and purple flannel that we all know and love. That's one of my favorite flannel patterns. It was on a windbreaker, and it fit me perfectly.
Exactly. It looks really good on you.
And I said, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
I would wear it for a podcast, but I think it'd be too loud because it's windbreaker.
Oh, material. Swishy. Yeah. Yeah. So. That's true. But I think we did really well. We went to another... Oh, we tried Gasp? To go to... Yeah, we went to Gasp, which I've seen on TikTok. And
overpriced.
The girl... It was a cutesy store. Definitely pricey. The girl who, like, owns the store was there. I recognize her from TikTok. But I didn't want to be like, oh my god, I see your TikToks. Because I didn't want to be weird. So I just pretended like we didn't know who she was. Or I didn't.
Yeah, we just kind of walked in there and then we pointed at everything, touched some stuff, and then left.
Yeah, we had some commentary. And she was just, like, standing there behind the desk. And we were the only two people in the store. And, like, the music wasn't so loud. Like, she could definitely hear all of our conversation.
Yeah.
But we were having some, like, witty banter back and forth. So I'm in my mind, she was just happy to eavesdrop on us.
Yeah. Whenever it's a dead store like that, I like to talk about other people's drama with someone I'm with because I know that the cashier would love to hear it.
Exactly.
I it's like a performing art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, let's be friends without saying that we're going to be friends.
Yeah. Let me give you some info to think about on your day today. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we went to like a little hippie store.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl was like, we're getting new stuff in from Nepal.
Yeah.
And I was like...
I was like, okay.
Okay. Good to know.
Good for you. I don't know where they make them in Nepal, but...
Yeah, I'm hoping these aren't, like, sweatshops in Nepal.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where from Nepal are we getting these things?
Yeah. Well, give me these deets, yeah, please.
I would love to know.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so excited about it that I felt bad. She was like, yeah, like, it's everything's half, like, 20% off because we just ordered a bunch of stuff from Nepal and we're just so excited to have new stuff.
Yeah, there was a pair of pants that was originally $62 and it would have been, like, $48 with the discount. That's crazy. I'm not paying $62 for that.
No, I'd rather go to a thrift shop and find those same pants there.
Exactly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really also, like, I think... Anytime I need new clothes, I am going to a thrift store now because I don't want to contribute to fast fashion anymore.
And fast fashion, all this stuff falls apart so fast.
Exactly. And I've been seeing how, like, a lot of clothes now are made of polyester, and that's, like, literally, that's not a fabric, that's plastic.
Yeah.
We're putting plastic on our bodies, and, like, great for recycling and reusing, but also, like, that's being seeped into our skin.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Mm. But, and, like, back then, like, I still have stuff from my parents.
Mm-hmm. It lasts.
Lasts forever.
Yeah.
So,
So, yeah, I really want to just shop at thrift stores now. Because also it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, the jackets that we got yesterday, they would have been selling for, like, $40 at least.
I got two dresses from Goodwill for $12 each. Mm-hmm. And they were really nice.
Yeah.
And they're cute. And I got a new beach bag. And then when I buy these things, I feel less bad about actually using them. Because, like, well, it's secondhand, so if they get destroyed.
Right, they've already had a life before me.
Yeah. Like, so. I bought a beach bag. It was $4. And I bought it because, like, this bag's really cute. And it resembles my beach bag of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take it to the beach because I don't feel bad about if it got destroyed at the beach. That's fine.
Exactly. Bags at the beach are meant to be destroyed.
Yeah, they're meant to be sandy and suntanned and
stuff
spilled on them. Yeah.
Exactly. That's just what happens at the beach.
Yeah, just beachy things.
Mm-hmm. Just beachy things.
Hashtag just beachy things.
Yes.
Which I'm going to try and be more beachy this summer.
Yeah,
because it's
really?
Like, you know, if I'm thinking about leaving Florida, might as well appreciate the nature of Florida before I leave.
Oh.
So I'm thinking about being more beachy.
Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbie.
I'm not a beach goer at all.
And you're real for that. I hate the beach.
I hate the beach, too.
Yeah. I'm going to try and go paddle boarding.
Okay.
So.
This weekend, actually, my boyfriend and I are going paddle boarding.
Where? Silver Springs?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe. I don't know. We might have time.
If it's like an hour and a half away, it might be Silver Springs.
Well, we were supposed to go paddle boarding last weekend.
It was too cold for you, right? We talked about this.
No. It was too cold a few weeks ago.
Oh.
But he has this one place in mind where there's a bunch of, like, mangrove trees, and then we were, like, waiting to go, and he was like, how do you feel about crabs? And I went, excuse me? What do you mean? Because we just had this whole debacle with, like, a spider, and I was, like, freaking out because there was a spider. It was, like, a pretty big spider. And he was, like, all cool, calm, and collected, and he, like, captured it and put it outside. And I was like, that spider's lucky to be alive because of you, because if it was just with me, it would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be dead, right?
Obliterated.
And so he's like, how do you feel about crabs? And I was like, no. Why are you asking me about crabs? And he's like, oh, well, there's these, like, tiny crabs that live on this, like, island or whatever, like, this place, this park where we're going. And I'm like, what do you mean, tiny crabs? Like, there's, like, one or two, or, like, what do you... He's like, oh, yeah, well, they go in the soil, and they, like, go in the trees. And I said, so you're telling me we're going to be on the stream paddleboarding, and there's going to be trees, and then crabs are going to be flying from the trees onto me? Uh-uh. And he's like, no, they're not going to be flying on you. And I said...
But there's a possibility.
Exactly. I said, you say they like to be on these trees. If there's a tree above me, it could technically fall onto me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I guess technically.
Damn.
And I'm like, I don't want a crab falling on me, because also our plan, he only has one paddle board, so our plan was for both of us to be squished on this paddle board. I would be sitting there and he'd be paddling,
as he should.
He told me to sit there and look pretty, and I said, okay,
yeah,
done. I can
easy.
Do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, then I'm like, how can I relax when I have the fear of a crab flying on me?
Yeah.
And when I walk, there could be a crab, like, talking to my toes or something. Like, I'm not... I don't know why I said talking to my toes. But it just felt right to say in the moment. Uh-huh. But, like, you're walking on the sand, and then all of a sudden a crab is right there? Uh-uh.
They're more scared of you, though.
No, I don't want it.
I like crabs. If I pick them up off the ground.
I know you do.
And I look at them.
So maybe you two should go on a cute little crab-infested paddleboard thing. And I'm like, uh-uh. So he's like, I think we have to go to the other place, but it's, like, too late to go now. So I think we might be going there.
I like crabs. They're funny little creatures.
Okay.
I've always wanted a pet hermit crab. I would name him Demetrius.
I had a pet hermit crab, a few of them. One was named Hannah, and the other one was named Miley. They both died.
Wow.
11-year-old me.
Was it devastating?
Mm-hmm.
Did they die at the same time?
No, they were, like, a year apart. Like, we would get them down at the beach.
Oh.
And, yeah, they're both buried on the side of my childhood home in the garden beds, so... If the new tenants or the new, like, people dug up those garden beds, they would find dead hermit crabs. Well, they'd find their shells. Yeah. They probably decomposed. But, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So, that's my lore.
I'm sorry.
My sister had one as well. And, yeah, hermit crabs are great. I didn't know they could last for, like, 40 years or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How come I couldn't keep it alive like that?
Well, you were 11. It's hard to...
I guess.
It's hard to be a mother at that age.
Yeah.
You know?
But I did not like... When my sister had hers, like, she would have it crawling around, like, on the... She would, like, put it on her bed and, like, have it crawl around. And I'm like, that's creepy. That's crawly. And I'd be up in its face, like, looking at, like, all the claws.
I love them.
And I'm like, I don't want that.
They're so cute, though.
They're interesting creatures.
You know?
Yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. And then I guess you get to, like, buy new shells for them.
Yeah.
Because they grow out. I've never seen the transfer process, though. I don't want to...
They just get out and they feel it around. They just get put...
I don't want to see its backside.
Why not?
Keep it covered.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're body shaming a hermit crab?
Yep.
In the year of 2025?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's me. Sue me.
Hermit crabs, beware. Be warned.
Yeah. Sorry. Be warned.
Oh, my God.
What?
Can we talk about the guy from Chick-fil-A really quick before we wrap this up?
Yes.
So yesterday we were in line for Chick-fil-A, and we had a guy with the most, I don't know, interesting accent I've heard in the Florida area.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Dutch.
It was like Dutch.
Hello, can I take your order?
It was like Dutch, Russian, German, all mixed into one.
It was so... And we did a mobile order, and so he didn't knock on our window. He was just standing there smiling at us, and I was
It was so weird.
And Sam went, there's someone outside your window. I went, what? And I look, and he was like, hello, are you Samantha? Are you mobile order for Samantha? It was such
weird,
an interesting accent. So we theorized that he is a German ICP who's secretly working at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, to get extra cash while he's in the States.
That's the only explanation I can think of that mm-hmm. would make sense to me.
Because
we were nearby the Disney area.
Right, yeah, it's
so
not
it's
impossible.
Not unplausible, yeah.
But, yeah, like, we were, you know how they're supposed to say my pleasure after?
My pleasure.
He went, my pleasure. And we went, what is this?
Because I was like, now that's an accent I've not heard in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little shocked. Now I want to go to the Epcot Germany pavilion
and talk to them.
Find him. Be like, any one of you work at Chick-fil-A?
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
And they'll just be like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was really strange. But you know what? As I was saying that, you know, like I brought up, you know how they're supposed to say my pleasure after. There was one time I went to Chick-fil-A recently and he handed me my bag and I went, thank you. And he went, yeah, no problem. And walked away and I went.
He didn't say the words. How am I supposed to enjoy my meal?
You didn't say the magic words. I was like, geez, this is the first Chick-fil-A employee ever to never say my pleasure to me.
Yeah.
And that was crazy. But I didn't rat him out. I forget his name.
Right. Who cares? Who? It's just shocking when it happens.
Yeah, I was like taken aback. I was like, what?
I can't believe this.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. You clutch your pearls. Oh, my God.
Did you ever watch the movie Anastasia?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the bat. Yeah, Bartok.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Rasputin. Yeah. Princess Anastasia.
The guys with the singing and the dancing. I don't know what he says.
But, yeah, he's funny, though.
He is so funny. I love him. There was a spinoff movie of Bartok, and I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I just remembered that right now.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking about Batty from Ferngully.
Aww.
My name is Batty. My logic is erratic. In the attic, which that song became popular on TikTok, and I went, none of you bitches have watched Ferngully.
Really?
I know for a fact half of you haven't.
I watched Ferngully in like first grade.
It was one of my sister and I's favorite movies.
Aww.
Tim Curry as Pollution.
Oh.
Whatever his name was, he was like, slam. He ate that role up. Tim Curry is my biggest hear me out. I don't know if we've talked about this.
No, I don't think so.
About him where, he'd be the first pick on my hear me out cake.
Interesting. Okay.
I love him, especially when he's in the Muppets pirate version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love you, Tim Curry. I know you watch this podcast.
Yes, Tim Curry is an avid watcher of Yabba Clock podcast.
Yeah. Like, of course he's hot in Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in the Muppets pirate movie?
Was that before Rocky Horror or after? Okay.
Rocky Horror, he was very young in that.
He was.
And he served.
Was that his first thing ever or no?
I don't think so. But I think it was like his first like big breakout role.
Yeah, I mean, that thing took the world by storm.
And him in Clue. I've
never seen that.
He's the butler in the Clue.
Okay.
Movie.
Okay.
It's very funny. We should watch it.
Okay.
Clue is my Pink Panther.
Aww. So we have to watch it.
Yeah.
Pink Panther 2006, Steve Martin.
I love that movie. Another hear me out for me.
Yeah, we have discussed that one for sure.
And he's looked the same. We've also talked about this. He's looked the same for so long in my mind.
Yeah.
So, shout out.
Shout out, Steve Martin.
Well.
All right.
Shall we wrap it up?
I think we shall.
Well, okay. Thank you guys for watching episode 32. That's 32. Right. 32.
Yeah.
Of the Apple Clock Pod. Is there anything you'd like to say?
My pleasure.
It's been our pleasure to be yapping today with y'all. So, have a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.